It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. Heroin and opioids are creating ballooning populations in jails all over the state. Part of a new treatment program for the Dane County Jail includes the use of the drug Vivitrol. Vivitrol blocks the brain receptors that opioids attach to, and it gives people with addictions the chance to start over. One of the keys to making it work, though, is starting with people who are in jail. Ashley Luthern wrote about what Dane County is learning from this treatment for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She joins us this morning. Ashley, welcome back to the program.
Thanks so much, Carrie. So
Dane County Jail makes use of medication-assisted treatment as opposed to those that don't use any medications at all. Vivitrol is one of three different kinds of medications typically used in this medical-assisted treatment. What are the others?
The other two typically are methadone and Suboxone.
And how is Vivitrol different from those two?
Vivitrol is a little different. I mean, first of all, it is newer. It is not an opioid, which makes it less likely to be abused itself. So it also is less likely to be diverted maybe into other streams. It's taken orally. Vivitrol is taken through an injection, and therefore, unlike methadone or Suboxone, which are taken orally, those drugs, you know, because of that method, they are kind of, it is possible for them to be diverted into other streams. You know, with the injection, you know that the person you're giving it to is, you know, the medical staff is giving it to the person who is, you know, using it and undergoing that active treatment.
So diverted into other streams, you mean that because methadone and Suboxone are opioids themselves, they can, there's kind of like a black market for those two?
I wouldn't necessarily go that far to say a black market, but it basically, like any other opioid, like oxycodone or anything like that, there is a possibility for abuse. But, you know, medical professionals say if you are under supervision, you're under a medical treatment plan, and you are taking methadone or Suboxone, I mean, those are also considered gold standard medication to be used as part of this medication-assisted treatment protocol.
So how are they gold standard treatments if they're opioids themselves? Tell me how that works.
So basically, the idea behind medication-assisted treatment is that, you know, when people stop using opioids, they experience severe withdrawal. And often when they experience that, they end up using again. That puts them at a higher risk for a relapse, a fatal overdose. When you're using a prescribed medication like methadone or Suboxone, that can help a person deal with that withdrawal. That kind of gives them the brain space to consider what is a healthy choice. They can work through counseling. They can take care of their other needs like finding stable housing, employment, and that sort of thing. And, you know, medical experts all say it's not just about medication. It's about an addiction specialist, I should say. It's about getting mental health treatment. It's about dealing with group counseling, individual counseling, having a recovery coach. It's a whole continuum of care that's going on. But, you know, there still is, unfortunately, a stigma attached to medication-assisted treatment. And I say unfortunately because, again, addiction specialists kind of across the board have recognized this as an important tool. It may not be right for everyone. For some people, you know, complete abstinence from all substances is what they, you know, is what works best for them.
When Dane County Jail decided to start using Vivitrol, why did it do this, and how is it using it?
So they started using Vivitrol they started with a small pilot project about 5 years ago, and they've expanded it. They decided to use it, you know, because like many other correctional facilities in the state, whether they're jails or prisons, they were seeing an influx of people who were addicted to opioids. And this was one way to begin the treatment within the correctional setting. The maker of Vivitrol did also pretty aggressively market it as a treatment option to be started within the jail. Again, for those reasons I said, you can for Vivitrol, you do need a period of sobriety, usually about 10 days. And when you're in jail, that is usually for most people, you know, a period of forced sobriety that they may not get other places. So that makes it a little bit more uniquely suited to be started in that correctional facility. And again, that's sort of Vivitrol does kind of, it blocks the effects of the opioid. So people aren't feeling the effects of getting high. It does tend to help a little bit with cravings. So basically that helps prepare people before they go out again when they're at risk, if they do relapse for having perhaps a fatal overdose, because, you know, after a period of sobriety, your tolerance is lower.
Right.
and so that can put you more at risk.
So how long has this been? This is a pilot program, I'm assuming, that the Dane County Jail is doing, correct?
At this point, it's expanded past that point. You know, it started as a pilot 5 years ago. They've slowly grown it. More than 200 people have gone through it over these 5 years. About 43% of folks have successfully completed the program as Dane County measures it, and that's by meeting all of their individual treatment goals. Those treatment goals can be anything from, you know, obviously sustained sobriety is one, but stable living, stable employment. Those are the big markers that they're looking at. People can stay on, you know, usually through the partnership. They are using the grant-funded program through the jail at least 3 months, and the average length of treatment for those who successfully were discharged from the program was about 8.5 months.
And do people stay on the medication for a long period of time, or is the medication just supposed to stabilize them and then they're expected to go out on their own and stay sober?
Most of the, when they say, you know, 8.5 months, they're including, you know, they're including taking Vivitrol during that time. So folks may transition off of it usually between like 6 months to a year. But again, that's all kind of up to an individual treatment provider. A lot of people who are coming out of the jail, once they transition from the grant-funded program to using their private insurance, that's another decision they're going to be making with their doctor.
Right. And how much is this costing Dane County right now?
So when I asked for the cost of the program, they estimated it, they said it's budgeted for about $125,000 this year. The majority of that is coming from federal grant funding that is funneled through the state. The rest is being paid for by the county. And, you know, that's paying for the caseworkers with Journey Mental Health. It's paying for the actual testing. You know, before you take Vivitrol, you need to have a liver test. So that covers the cost of that, as well as the cost of Vivitrol itself, which can be pretty pricey, running up to, you know, $1,000 and a dose for one of the monthly injections.
So we've talked about the pros of using Vivitrol, and we've talked a little bit about the cons. AA specifically says that you shouldn't use medication to get over medication. Talk to me about what that argument is.
I mean, this is a really, you know, there are obviously very strong feelings and arguments to be made on both sides of this in terms of, you know, there are people within the recovery community who don't all agree on whether or not you should use medication to help enter recovery. And some people, you know, do view it, particularly when it comes to methadone or suboxone, as, you know, replacing one drug with another drug. Mm. And that is something that's been discussed for years. Again, coming from the addiction specialist medical community, you know, their argument would be this is a way to help transition you. But again, that's not right for everyone. Some people, abstinence is from all substances is the way to go. In terms of Vivitrol, one of the downsides to it in terms of comparing it to Suboxone, there was a national study that came out late last year and said that once people got on Vivitrol and Suboxone, their relapse rate was about the same. Yeah. But the struggle with Vivitrol was it requires that sustained period of sobriety, whereas Suboxone you can start right away. And with Vivitrol, more than a quarter of the people assigned to take that medication in this randomized trial, they quit the trial before they even got their first dose because it required that period of sobriety. And so the argument is, you know, if you're trying to get into treatment, you know, Suboxone it could be a better option in that regard because it does not require that period of sobriety.
Ashley Lutheran is a crime and breaking news reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She recently wrote a story about Dane County Jail's opiate treatment program for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Ashley, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.